بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدة النظام حجمة مخدومة أما طلع تسنيم صاحبة الله الله یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے. شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے. ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے. ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے. پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے. پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ سیام. رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ سیام. حیف لیکن تین دن کا حیف لیکن تین دن کا تو فقط مہمان ہے. حیف لیکن تین دن کا افسوس ہے. حیف لیکن تین دن کا تو فقط مہمان ہے. کیا بتاؤں کتنی رونق آج تیرے دم سے ہے. کیا بتاؤں کتنی رونق کیا بتاؤں کتنی رونق ایک تیرے دم سے ہے. اے مبارک مہماں صدقے ہماری جان ہے. اے مبارک مہماں صدقے ہماری جان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. تیری خاطر دو جہاں کی ہم کو دولت مل گئی. تیری خاطر دو جہاں کی ہم کو دولت مل گئی. روزہ داروں پر تیرا یہ روزہ داروں پر تیرا یہ کس قدر احسان ہے. روزہ داروں پر تیرا یہ کس قدر احسان ہے. تیری آمد سے ہر ایک مومن کا دل ہے باغ باغ. تیری آمد سے ہر ایک مومن کا دل ہے باغ باغ. اے معزز مہماں اے معزز مہماں تیری نرالی شان ہے. اے معزز مہماں تیری نرالی شان ہے. نور چہروں سے آیا اور قلب میں پاکیزگی. نور چہروں سے آیا ہے نور چہروں سے آیا ہے قلب میں پاکیزگی. صبر دن کو رات کو صبر دن کو رات کو شکر خدا ہر آن ہے. صبر دن کو رات کو شکر خدا ہر آن ہے. پورے دن کے صبر کا دیکھو تو بدلہ کیا ملا. پورے دن کے صبر کا دیکھو تو بدلہ کیا ملا. بھر گیا ہر قسم کے کھانوں سے دسترخوان ہے. بھر گیا ہر قسم کے کھانوں سے دسترخوان ہے. آخری شعر ہے دعا تسنیم کی. ہے دعا تسنیم کی ہر سال ہم مہماں کریں. آمین. ہے دعا تسنیم کی ہر سال ہم مہماں کریں. اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا دین ہے ایمان ہے، اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا دین ہے ایمان ہے، ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے، پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے، رات سب راتوں سے بہتر، رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ صیام، حیف لیکن تین دن کا تو فقط مہمان ہے، حیف لیکن تین دن کا تو فقط مہمان ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے۔
الرحمن الرحیم، اٹس فرسٹ ٹائم آئی ایم ٹرائنگ ٹو ٹرانسلیٹ سم اشعار، inshallah the tawajjuh will also be there and the tawajjuh of all our friends also. This ash'ar have been penned by Amatullah Tasneem sahiba. Amatullah Tasneem is the respected sister of Hazrat Mawla Ali Miyar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, and she comes from a really noble family where piety has been carrying on for years and years. And amongst their pious predecessors is the kitab which we read. The kitab which we read, Anwarus Salat, is by Hazrat Shah Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayh, who is one of the great shaheeds who fought for the betterment of Islam in the Indian subcontinent. So she starts off says, Allah 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 ye mahina kis qadar zishan hai. Oh Allah, what can we say, this month, what great value it has and how unique it is. Shahid uski rafat o azmat ka khud Quran hai, and about its greatness and its high status, the Quran Pak is bearing witness to this, that this month is of great shan. Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Hote hai nazil farishte apne Rab ke hukam se. And in this month, the malaika, the angels, come down with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Paap zanjeer musibat aaj har shaitan hai. And each and every shaitan, each and every shaitan is in difficulty. They've been chained in difficulty in this month. Raat sab raaton se behtar hai teri maa siyam. O month of fasting, your nights are better than each and every other night. You can imagine in the night of Ramadan, just by the extra reading of the Quran Pak and the Taraweeh, what great status it has. And then the night of Laylatul Qadr, then that is very explicitly mentioned also, that is better than a thousand months. Hey, flikin teen din ka tu fakat mehman hai. Oh, very sorry to say, it's not going to last for long. It's as if it's only going to last for 3 days, and it will pass very quickly. It passed very quickly. Sometimes before Ramadan, we think, oh, one whole month. But if you are involved in it, and you get involved in all the spiritual exercises and all, then you'll notice that how quickly it has passed. Before we even realize it, the month of Ramadan is over. Before we even start valuing it, the month of Ramadan is over. So we've still got 7 days. Let us all take this thing that we've still got 7 days. Let us value each and every second of this month. Kya bataun kitni ronak ek tere dam se hai. What can I tell you? What can I say? just by one a single life which is in Ramadan, the life which Ramadan carries, then what glory is there, and what enlightenment is there in this month. Ek Mubarak Mehman Sadka Hamari Jaan Hai. You such a valued Mehman, you such a valued guest, that we are prepared to sacrifice our lives on you. Teri khatir do jahan ki humko daulat mil gayi, and because of you, through you, we have got the wealth of this world as well as in the hereafter. In this world also we see that there are a lot of physical benefits of fasting also, and what to say about the hereafter, we keep on reading in the Talim that what value this month brings. Rozadaron par tera ye kis qadar ehsaan hai. What great favor you have bestowed on the people who are fasting, that they benefit in this physically also, and they benefit spiritually also. Teri aamad se har ek momin ka dil hai baag baag. By your coming, and when people hear about you, each and every momin keeps on looking forward to you. They all keep on saying, welcome, welcome. Ye muazzaz mehman teri nirali shaan hai. Oh, respected guest, yours is a unique, you are of a unique value. You are of a unique value. Noor chehro se aya aur kalb mein paakizgi hai. You can see the enlightenment and the noor, you can feel it from the faces of the people. And there is purity in the heart. Sabar din ko raat ko shukre khuda har aan hai. And throughout the day, there is sabar. All the time, there is sabar. We have to be patient. We are missing the food. So in the daytime, we have sabar. And at night time, there is shukr all the time. There is gratitude all the time. So there is patience in the daytime. And at night, there is gratitude and shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah. Pure deen ke sabr ka dekho to badla kya mila. That the whole day we made shukr. See what did we get in exchange? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in exchange of the sabr which we have made throughout the day. Bhar gaya har kisam ke khano se dastarkhan. That physically also, that the dastarkhan has been filled up with different types of food. And spiritually also, our Hazrat has pointed out, we could have easily missed out this point, that we would have looked at only at the physical bounties, the samosas and everything. But Hazrat says that more than that is the spiritual bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us when we are breaking our fast. We get the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the acceptance, and all the spiritual bounties we hear of. Hai dua tasneem ki har saal muhim mehman kare, hum mehman kare. So the dua, Ahmadullah Tasneem Sahiba keeps on says, we make that each and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, that every year we make it our mehman. We have the chance to host the month of Ramadan. Iski khidmat to hamare deen hai, iman hai. And to make the khidmat of the month of Ramadan, to make the khidmat and to serve the month of Ramadan, that is our deen also, and that is our belief also, that is our iman also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to bring all these jazbaat in our heart.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله
مولانا العظيم.
Just a few observations which hopefully will be beneficial for me also, for all of us, and hopefully for all of us who are here. And if we can take the message to other people, the message of Deen, inshallah, it will be beneficial for all of us. One is, we will benefit from any Deeni talk, any Deeni environment, the month of Ramadan. Two things that we should try and bring within us. That is, this worldly life, this deen is benefit for here first. Deen is not only for akhirah. Deen is to live here and to get the benefits of deen also here in this dunya. Akhirat will come, inshallah, and the benefits there, we cannot imagine. But here for this dunya, if we can bring ourselves that to a state of maturity. Usually, when we are young, then we just look for enjoyment, fun, that we're not worried what happens. Now you see a young Jawani, Diwani. When a person is young, he's like a mad person. He just does what he wants to. He doesn't consider what the results will be, what is tomorrow. He just doesn't worry. But very sadly, as our elders have said, that we have reached bachpan, 55. But our bachpan, our childhood is not still gone. We be reach old age, but we just like children still. We just do what we want to. So all our youngsters, we grown-up people, everyone, if we can look at things maturely, that in this world, that look how we must live. The Western influence is there, all the things, the temptations, what temptations, everyone is sitting with his phone, what temptations there are. And the nafs is pulling in that way. The magnet is pulling and you also going. And then again, shaitan again is also there. As Mufti Saab explained, how they work all the time. So, when that is the case, and if a person, and that is one reason why we come for i'tikaf. And with the programs in all the mu'taqafs, wherever there is i'tikaf, there are programs, it is for this reason, that here we get a chance to reflect. Like for example, beginning of Ramadan we said, rozas are just a few, ayyam ma'dudat. But now it's the opposite when we realize that time is going. That I have to benefit, and my time is going, just a few days to benefit, not just a few days, don't worry, it's not hard, but now my time is going, and I haven't benefited, few days only you got the month of Ramadan, and when we will understand that, we will really make dua that Allah give us every year 30 days, it can't be 31, the maximum, but we look forward to 29, but we look forward to 30, like Buzurgani did. As soon as this Ramadan is finished, they're already looking forward to next Ramadan. Not to eat, to the next Ramadan, they're looking forward to it already. Waiting for that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started making dua in advance for Ramadan. Allah ta'ala decorates Jannah from the beginning of the year. So, what is this month? May Allah put it into our hearts. This is the time to really benefit tremendously. So, let us take that time and think carefully. All us who are grown up, we still got a chance, our last breath hasn't come out. And the youngsters especially, look at it maturely, that we want to secure ourselves in dunya, we want to enjoy ourselves in dunya, we are saying, I must build my business, empire, all these things, it will become second. And Allah will give, and Allah is giving, but we make our niyat correct, that I don't want my life of my nafs and carnal desires and all that. I want to live a life as what Allah has given us, how I must live. And then you can carry on with your business. Islam hasn't stopped us from anything. And we see how the Muslims lived also. And how much Allah had given them also. So Allah give us that tawfiq. The other is that we know, but try and always revise it again. If we talk about it, think about it, the dunya is very temporary. The real life is the akhirah. Everything is going to be left behind. Even if we get a good score of our life, nice old age, but it has to come to an end. And then what about those people who are taken right in the middle of their whole travel? Right? Somebody at the age of 40, somebody at the age of 25, 50, and that person was in the middle of everything, but suddenly he's gone. And we go to the mayors, we hear about them. This happens all the time. So one thing is, Allah give us tawfiq, think about it, that in this world I want to live a good, honorable life, a life of enjoyment, true enjoyment, which Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi made the tarjuma, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً مَزِدَار زِنَّدِي, a life of enjoyment. And through enjoyment, really, what we normally think of enjoyment, Allah forgive us, this dunya things, food, dressing, traveling, sports and all these things here, this is not even at zero, it is minus. And the enjoyment of deen, for us, those people who got enjoyment of reciting Quran Sharif, their lips don't stop, they're just moving all. Those people who got enjoyment of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, the real enjoyment, just to take the name Allah. And what enjoyment? The life of Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu. A person will devote his whole life, if not more, just to study the life of Nabi alayhi salam. And how much has been written on the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So all that a person will enjoy. And the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi has written, take a young person or any person, ask him your father, whose name he'll tell you, where was he born, most probably he'll tell you, perhaps he won't know also where my father was born. Yeah, in South Africa, in India, in South Africa, where he was, perhaps he will know. More than that, what should your father do the first thing when he gets up in the morning? I don't know. And last thing at night? I don't know. And how many brothers your father had? Perhaps he'll know. What their names? Perhaps he'll know. And your grandfather? Perhaps he will know. But your great-grandfather, in all probability, he won't know. And, for example, what should he like to eat? No, I never gave that thought. What clothes should he like to wear? I never gave it thought. And what type of friends he used to like to keep? No, I never... Many things. Ask any in this way, if we don't have to go into details. But ask him if he's a good Muslim, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name, his father's name, but if we all should know, or at least little bit we know, but the lineage is preserved till Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. What should Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam do the first thing in the morning? A general Muslim will be able to say how his life has been preserved. What should he like to eat? Has been preserved. What should he like to wear? It has been preserved. What should he do last thing at night? It has been, the details are preserved. So there is nobody else in the world who has been preserved like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Quran, when Allah says, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, how Allah has preserved the Quran Sharif. So in any of these fields, really, if we think of hadith, fiqh, Quran Sharif, ilm al-kalam, and in these, again, the different fields, in Quran Sharif, the hifz of it, the nazara of it, and then the qiraat of it is a whole science of its own. And the kitab and the writing of it, we just get baffled with all these things. So Allah has given us, a person can devote his whole life. So these are the things of enjoyment. If a person gets into these people who got into it, like Ramzan, how they spent, not one moment they wasted. Manashah Abdul Rahim Sahib Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, the whole month of Ramadan correspondence, which was for the Islah of people, he shouldn't attend to. Hazrat was only Quran Sharif and only few finjans, the small little glasses of black tea, Chai Sulaimani. He should have that for iftari. Otherwise, he should just carry on. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mahan Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he didn't have a moment to spare in Ramadan. So this was how, when they, why they doing it? They were doing it for Jannat? No. They were doing it for Akhirat? Yeah, in a sense. But really they got that enjoyment. Otherwise who will sacrifice? Allah give us that enjoyment. And it's only Ayyamun Ma'dudat. We only got this, our whole life is Ayyamun Ma'dudat. We only got a few days of our life, and Ramadan is really more, a small portion of our whole life. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this. So anyway, just a few points, that when we get the big nights, or throughout the year, or whenever we want to make ibadah, Allah give us tawfiq for Thursday, for late of Jummah, Thursday night also. So a few points which generally we do know, but muzakara benefits. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. One is that we always should try in the month of Ramadan more, the odd nights even more, but the whole year, Fajr wa Jamaat, Isha wa Jamaat. that we should do it all our namazes. Allah must Allah give us tawfiq. Fajr and Isha with Jamaat is a whole night ibadat. Such a is nobody can be deprived. If we don't make the others, but make this to get the whole night ibadat. So already everyone can get the whole night ibadat. Allah give us tawfiq. Malakul Maut, he takes roll call every namaz. And who he finds present in every namaz, at the time of maut, he tells that person, read kalima shahadat. And then I will take your ruh. What more can there be of jamaat namaz? How many benefits, untold benefits of jamaat. And on the other side, what the serious warnings are, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I feel like gathering firewood. Tell somebody else to make imamah and go and burn the houses down of the people who don't come for jamaat namaz. So we can see how important Allah give us all tawfiq at all times. Yeah, and this is also, if we spend 40 days and we made our namazes with jamaat, 40 days inshallah that habit will remain for life. 40 day period Allah has kept such. So that is one. The other, Allah give us tawfiq to make wudu when we sleep. Sleep on wudu. There are many narrations. One of them is that your ruh is making sajda by the throne of Allah Ta'ala. So the whole night you are sleeping. You can be dreaming what you want to, but your ruh is making sajda. Then as far as ibadat is concerned, one great ibadat for such occasions always is tawbah and istighfar. To make a lot of tawbah and istighfar. And in this way you will see our winter nights also too short. To fit in all the things we will find with the night is too short. We can't manage to do that. And for Salatul Tawbah, though it's not a requisite, we make two rakats of Salatul Tawbah also. And then we come out of the sin which we are in. And as Mufti Kausar said, now when you're sitting on the musalla, don't send that last message. Don't send anything whatsoever. Now that I want to come out of the sin. It's the end of the story, finished. Allah give us that tawfiq, whatever sin we are involved in, that we come out of that sin and just look at Allah's mercy. For example, a person hasn't got a beard or not a full beard according to sunnah, Allah give us all tawfiq. Now you make tawbah, now your beard hasn't grown immediately on making tawbah. If you have to die now, the sin of not keeping a beard is not on you. Though your beard is not out, but you make tawbah. So whatever we are, perhaps in some interest we might be involved in, so perhaps in some other wrong things, at that time we make our niyat. And then we are out of that guna. And then to deter, to understand that this was a filthy thing, a dirty thing what I have done. How could I stoop so low? How could I do this? Taunt yourself and feel low like that. How could I do these things? And especially a person with kurta, topi, beard, and you did all this. How could I do it? And then determine I'm not going to do it in the future. And if there is, at that time, even if you know I'm so terrible, I will do it again. But at that time you determine I'm not going to do it. That your tawbah is complete. Allah is so kind, and we see how Allah has accepted the instances of tawbah of great, great people. How Allah changed their lives. And if there is any rights of anyone, then fulfill those rights to the best of our ability. There also Allah's mercy is so great. When we show we are determined and we do what we can do, balance Allah will pay up. Allah will take care. If Allah takes care of even hukukul ibad. But don't depend on that. We must see that we correct our matters. As much as we can, we correct our matters. So we make tawbah on these occasions. This is one great ibadat also. Another great ibadat, which has been stressed a lot, and all our kabir have been doing this, is salatul tasbih. That is a great ibadat also. The fazail also of it are so much. So, and the details, how to do it, there are different ways. As the ulama, they will explain to us. And there are different methods to do it. And some ulama have also a short salatul tasbih, they have also given permission for. So in any case, ask the ulama and they will explain to us. The fazail are very great. So salatul tasbih, Allah give us tawfiq. And then zikrullah. Our 100 times, even just so much, 100 times, la ilaha illallah. And really if we do it with the muratabah, with the meditation of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, then we will see what the great, great benefits are. For example, one we think as we are saying, la ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. This is that kalima that takes a 99-year-old kafir or any amount of it and immediately makes him a Muslim. This kalima Allah has blessed me with, that a person who was a jahannami immediately has become a jannati. With the kalima la ilaha illallah. We have read that one person, a fire worshipper, in the month of Ramadan, he saw his son eating in front of the Muslims. Gave him one slap. You don't respect the Muslims, they are fasting, you're eating in front of them. Just after that, he passed away. Somebody saw him in a dream in Jannah. How come you here? Yeah, you are a fire worshipper. He says, by the tawfiq of respecting the month of Ramadan, Allah gave me kalima before I die. He read his kalima, he's gone straight to Jannah. So this is that kalima Allah has given us. Then what about the whole month of Ramadan? And this is that kalima, that just now you were in darkness. You were in zulumat. Zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd. All types of darkness you were. You read this kalima and you have come nurun ala nur now. From darkness you have come into light. This is that kalima. So we think, and I'm going to be reading it 100 times. Allah, what? Allah has chosen me to read this kalima. What a great kalima. Then this kalima, is that kalima? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah for a special zikr. Allah said, read la ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salam said, ya Allah, everyone is reading la ilaha. Allah said, oh Musa, you put the kalima in one pan of the scale, and in the other pan, 7 earths and the 7 skies, everything besides me, that kalima will outweigh all that. Allah is giving me that kalima. And then realize what the honor that we want to do, watching our watch or counting how many I've got left. We will want to, and mashallah, there are those friends who reported that now we just want to carry on. When you get that enjoyment, now you just want to carry on. So everything, this is that kalima, la hijaba. There's nothing that can block it from the, it just comes out of your lips, and it goes straight to the arsh of Allah. Nothing can be a cloudy day, the clouds can't block it. It can be whatever there is, nothing blocks it. It goes direct to the arsh of Allah. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that your la ilaha goes there and it opens the doors of the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And now meditate, this is not part of the hadith. Now meditate, a column of nur is coming into your heart. And now you are taking from Allah and it's coming directly in your heart. Whatever you want. You want the ma'iyat of Allah. You want the ma'rifat of Allah. You want the enjoyment in ibadat. You want somebody sick. You are ill. And you want the treatment of everything is through there. Now, everything what we need is in the by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And everything comes from there. So take it from there. Everything you want. And then you will see, you can do this for about 10 times, la ilaha illallah, but 10 times is too short. You still want to take so much more. It's not enough. And then all the other muraqabas also, plenty of them. This la ilaha illallah, a person who recites it 70,000 times, then ghufira liman qal wa liman qil. Who has read it and the person for whom it is read 70,000 times, they are all forgiven by Allah Ta'ala. And if we do our zikr 100 times a day, it will take us about 2 years to complete the 70,000 quota. And if we do it 200 times a day, every year we can have a quota. And there are a lot of other muraqabas. This kalima is written on the door of Jannah. It is written on the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And whoever recites this kalima will definitely go to Jannah. And it is written on the doors of Jannah also. Whoever reads this kalima, he will never enter Jahannam. Such a kalima Allah Ta'ala has given us. A real valuable. So our dhikr also, and for these occasions, we do our dhikr. We did it ijtimai, but make again dhikr on your own. And you complete that. Read, for example, 100 times also, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. On which Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi completed his kitab, and on that occasion, what virtues are mentioned? So many virtues, and it doesn't take time. And Allah bring the reality of Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. 3 great things. That Subhanallah, it's pure. You telling Allah is pure, Allah purifies you. And then you say Alhamdulillah, you say Allah has got all qualities of praise, Allah is putting qualities of praise in you. Allahu Akbar, Allah, you are the greatest, Allah will make you the greatest. You don't want to become, Allah will make you the greatest. So we read that, what won't we get? And this will cleanse us. We know cleaning process normally used to be, first you scrub and clean, then you polish, then you shine. This Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us for the heart. not for the toilet, not for the car or the stoop or something. For our heart, we scrub it with Subhanallah. We polish it with Alhamdulillah. And we shine it with Allahu Akbar. A person who does this, what a shining heart you will have. And then when Allah's nur comes on there, on the shining heart, a mirror, how does it give lot of light, a torch, etc., a cell, that it is a small little bulb, glow, but a small wattage also. But because the back of it, the thing shines and it gives that light off. So when our hearts are clean and Allah's nur comes and this light spreads, that is why the Buzurgani Deen, where they go, nur spreads there. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has written that these people are such people, wherever they just pass through also, the people get the benefit of them. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So zikrullah on this occasion, all the tags, third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar, these are the things that we should try and do. Salatul tasbih we mentioned, these are the things that we should try and do. And then another very important thing is dua. Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. It is the essence of ibadah. And in dua, it's not just to just rattle off some words. And for dua also, we need, for zikr, everything, we need a lot of strength. From here also understand that even our legal wives, we should try and stay away as much as we can. Though they are legal also at night in Ramadan, etc. But you need that stamina and strength within you. For zikr, for tilawat of Quran, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayhi, should make 35 khatams. And in that also, he should two times look at the translation of the Quran, including in that. Okay, so, and when you get that in the translation, and if those who have got, who are ulama and who have done tafsir, and one word, how the mufassirin, what they have explained. And then you look at different tafsirs and how many things they have put in. You just sort of fly out of your body. What they have given, there is nothing else in the world like that. If we are doing some university degrees, don't do it for money, don't do it for name, don't do it for enjoyment. Do it as, if you have to do it, as a necessity to serve mankind, to serve people. You become a doctor, do it to serve mankind, not for the money and the status and all that. But really, just here, there is nothing superior than this. This is the greatest thing. And this is where enjoyment of this dunya lies. And then what that enjoyment? One wizard says that when his maut was coming, he said that 300 times Allah presented Jannat with all its beauty to me. Not one time did I even look at it a little bit also. Because what have I got to do with Jannat? I want the maker of Jannat. You get the creator of Jannat. What is Jannat in front of the creator of Jannat? Allah is Allah. And what is the beauty of Allah? So if you get Allah here, oh, that person is really is out of this world. We will call the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, many times we hear their conditions. Really, we will pass, Allah make us maaf. We will say these people, na'uzubillah, na'uzubillah. I mustn't even say the word. What kind of people they are. And if they see us, I don't know whether these are even Muslims or what. But if we will pass a verdict on them, and this is what is happening. One person in the house just wants a little bit of deen. Everyone tells he's a write-off, and he's a fanatic, and he's a fanatic, he's a fundamentalist, and all those things. But he will wonder how you people are living, and then also see the mercy of Allah in spite of that all are living stuff. Allah is giving the ants food, Allah is giving the elephants and the whales food, Allah is giving the non-believers, and what isn't He giving them? But we must not be overtaken by that. So if that comes into us, then we will appreciate life, we will appreciate the month of Ramadan, and we look forward to this month, and we will wish that we can make the most of this month. As much as we can do, we try and do of this month. Allah give us tawfiq. We mentioned 8 points which Hazrat Manana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, if a person keeps these in mind for every amal, and it comes, make effort, it takes long, but it slowly, slowly it will come. Whatever amal we do, now bayan we are listening, now we're going to make tilawat, we're going to make zuhar namaz, we're going to make tilawat, whatever amal we do, first that it is for the pleasure of Allah. And here also, there is a lot of detail, we do it, but many times, many things, analyze ourselves. And Allah bring that day soon, that Allah give us that opportunity to open on ourselves. Like this, we're focusing on other people and we're giving bayans to other people. But when that time comes when you can focus on yourself, whatever Allah makes the asbab for you to come into that condition, that you focus on yourself now, then you will see that really I was just doing for my nafs all the time. You might have cut off everything for my pleasure, for my enjoyment. That was I really doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? That we have to see. And when we were, and the reality of that is, if the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is in front, you will see that is atikaf more important for me? Will I get more Allah's pleasure there? Or will I get more Allah's pleasure if I go out in Jamaat? Everyone's condition is different. For some, it will be better you go. Manan Muhammad Umar Sahib Palampuri Rahmatullah Ali said, if we have that in us, when Jamaat goes for guests, and there are many who all like to go. He says they appointed you to make zikr in the masjid. Now your heart doesn't want to make zikr, you want to go and make dress. That you want to do. But he says now if the Amir told you, they may decide that that is better for you that time. You a person, you enjoy your zikr. Amir Sahib said, you go for dress. Now you say, am I zikr in the masjid at Atikaf? But every time what Allah wants, you do that. Not what I want. If you like to make bayan, if you make bayan. But now, the Amir Sahib said, no, not your bayan, somebody else's. Do you accept that? And sometimes he tells you that you don't make bayan, and you like to make bayan. And you don't like to make bayan, and he tells you to make bayan. Whatever he tells you, wherever it is, you like to be served. Today he says you are on khidmat. You go and bring the firewood from the jungle, you're in a place like that with the Jamaat. You go and make the fire and you cook. And how difficult for you. But you accept that and you do it. See where Allah will take you. So the pleasure of Allah is something really different. Allah gives me topic. Really, I am zero. With the pleasure of Allah. One Buzur says, for 50 years, if my one subhanallah comes out clear by Allah, I'm lucky. Just by one subhanallah, the shaitan, my nafs didn't interfere with it. And we are sitting content. I made a lot of ibadah this Ramzan. I made a lot of tilawat. But thereby Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is merciful. Most merciful. Most merciful. And there are people who just respected Roza and Allah gave them what respected. So those who are keeping what all our garbar and upside down we are doing, Allah is Kareem. Allah is Kareem. Inshallah. You're staying away from food just for Allah's sake. Anyone can see you can go and eat in a toilet also. So I'm going to toilet and you can eat. Nobody will know. But Allah will appreciate. Allah is most appreciative. Nobody can appreciate like Allah Ta'ala. Husband tells his wife, you don't appreciate. Wife tells husband, you don't appreciate. Perhaps nobody, your children, they don't appreciate. And the children tell the father, you don't appreciate us. But how much Allah appreciates. Small, small things. On small, small things, Allah makes maghfirat of people. If one is for the pleasure of Allah. Second, do whatever we do, understanding it is the command of Allah. Do what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. For that we need knowledge also, ilm of deen. And we feel that I went, how many of us didn't go maktab? Or we went and there was, half the year there was an ustaz. Or half the year he was there. Upside down we went. And we feel it's sufficient. Or we have many people sending their children 1 hour tuition in a week for madrasa ta'alim. That's enough. This can never be enough. If we realize now, Allah reward Mufti Muhammad Desai Maulana Musa, the 5 kitabs that they have prepared. Really, each one must make it, take it and study it. And these kitabs are also just an introduction. And these kitabs, for myself I speak, makes my hair stand on end. That where are we and what is deen? So many things as far as aqeedah is concerned, whether our aqeedah is alright. Allah have mercy on us. That we think, today joking about matters of deen, joking about the second, third wife, perhaps we lost our iman, Allah make us laugh. Joking about, for example, we say the Arab papas, that they are like this. The Arabs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love the Arabs. Because I'm an Arab, Quran is in Arabic, etc. We make jokes of the Pathans. These people are the second after the Arabs who sacrifice for deen. And we cannot imagine what their sacrifices are for the sake of deen. And we make jokes about them, Hansap is like this, he's a stupid, he's like this. And we sit on the mimbar and we make these jokes. Allah forgive us. So these things here, so today, so aqaid, and then our ibadat if we go and see. If I'm making namaz casually now and then, I'm a namazi. But what is a namazi? What is a namazi? Where we can't even get a concept of what a namazi is. I keep my roza. We haven't got a concept of what roza is. All these things here. Hajj, what is Hajj? For us it's a nice outing. How many people, they'll go on bicycle, they'll go on 4x4 for Hajj adventure. But what is Hajj? We haven't understood. Zakat, what is zakat? How to take it out, etc. So all these ibadat is so many. And then muamalat, Allahu Akbar. We zero, fail completely. Muasharat, we can't even talk about. And the worst, we don't even think that is part of deen. Like muamalat, how to do our financial dealings. We don't even regard it as part of deen. We don't think about it. We just make few namazes, go for hajj, we set itikaf. We did a lot. We did a lot. Nobody did how much we did. And then again, akhlaq. We don't even know. Allah make me maaf. I was under the misconception, I got good akhlaq. But when I realized, not even zero, minus, minus, minus. What is akhlaq? What is supposed to be akhlaq? Allahu Akbar. And all this can only come from this source of here. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So it is command of Allah and the tariqah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third point, that I'm not worthy of this. Namaz, where am I worth? To wear topi, Muslim's topi is the crown of a Muslim. Where am I worth? I know my terrible, dirty life. I can wear a topi. Beard, sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to fool the people with your beard. You are keeping this beard, kurta, very pious outward. But check ourselves inside. And then see what we are. Then we will get an idea so that I'm not fit for it. It's only by Allah's tawfiq. Tu chahe hamka hai karam aapka. Warna ham chahne ke to qabil nahi. You giving us this opportunity, it's only your fault. To stay in your house for 10 days, you called us Allah. It's only your fault. And then, oh Allah, spread this in the world and make hidayat on the basis of this amal. Not what I'm doing this amal. Me and mine are filthy and dirty, but the institution of salat, tilawat of Quran, all these are noble, which is the means of hidayat for the whole of mankind. And also think, Ya Allah, you are with me. You are watching me. You are in my heart. You know what my mind. Namaz, think. Give it a thought that Allah, you know what is my mind. Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahab, Ahmad Barakatum says, if there was a screen for every musalli here in front, then what you thinking comes on the screen that all can see, and is going to come on the day of Qiyamah. Every today, how many people are caught with there where they use their credit card? That it was used at this second, at this place here. You can't deny it. It's your credit card. You used it. It's there. Today, cameras are everywhere. And they show you, at the supermarket you go, just by instinct, you didn't mean it, you didn't need it, you put something in your pocket. And when you want to leave, sir, we would like to speak to you. Take you into the office, you stole me, I steal, I'm your regular customer, I need to steal, look at my bank balance. But you just said that they show you the footage. Now when you see it, you can't speak a word. There the proof. Qiyamah Day, what proof of this? Also we should take out time and think of it, that every detail other people come to know of our gunas, very limited. You come to think of your gunas, very limited. Ma antu ya'lamu ma antum alayh. Allah Ta'ala knows what you are on. That's why you did this. You can even make salat also, why you made your salat. Every detail will come out, and how the scrolls will open up. And then a person will wonder, Ya Allah, you won't know where to bury your head. On that day you will wish there can be a hole and you can just think through. So we think about this. So all that. And at the end, we make shukr to Allah, you gave me tawfiq of this. And we make tawbah istighfar. I couldn't do it one bit as it was supposed to be. So Allah give us tawfiq for that also. Inshallah, if we do this, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali used to say that as blood flows in your body, Iman will flow in your body like that. Try it, write it down and practice it. It will take time. We'll forget again completely. Again we'll get reminded a little bit. Again we'll start. But do this and see what great benefits. Then few points others came to mind. the atikaf we are having. One point came to mind, and inshallah the ulama will correct me also if I'm wrong. and they got full permission to correct me even right here now. That in atikaf we shouldn't go for bath. So the sunnah bath, even Juma's bath also we shouldn't take. That is, and the preferred view is, So there is a shower in the masjid. But as Maulana explained, please don't urinate. Usually when the person bath, when you go into a pool, water, then your water comes out also. You are under a shower, you put in water, your water comes out also. But yeah, be extra careful. If you just think how it will work on our conscience, I urinated in the masjid. So that is part of the masjid. If you want to cool down, you just want to clean yourself, we make the arrangement. But actually, before there was nothing like that. There were no toilets and showers with any masjids right at the beginning. All that you do at home. Then afterwards, in the time of Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi, he introduced it for the ease of the people, musallis. Anyway, so the bath, the best is we don't take a bath. Now today we are in that time that no more one bath a week. Not one bath a day also. Some two baths a day, showers. And some people even three showers a day. Now for such a person to come and make a tikka, what a sacrifice. Now this all will become possible and easy. Now you smelling yourself also, you say, I don't know, I hope that the person next to me is not getting the smell also. And all that, you feeling like that. Like in ihram also, especially if you do hajj, ifrad, and then you are in ihram all the time, then also there also, but here also. Now how does this become possible? And how can you just take it in the stride? All these things, our five times namaz, and at the time when a police stops you, 2 o'clock, one friend, it happened of ours, 2 o'clock, he was speeding over the limit and they had to lock him up. He said, it's all right, fine. They came to the police station, they said, we lock him. He said, it's fine, you lock me up. Say, a bribe? He said, that's out of the question. You can lock me up. But to have reached to that place, that you say that I'll sleep in the holding cells, where there isn't a mattress for you, where there isn't food for you, nothing. You are in prison, it's still a bit different. But yeah, it's and everyone mixed, man, woman, everyone. Some time ago, a poor Muslim lady, also speeding, they locked her up with the man and everyone. And the toilet, no door also. And a woman in parda. So Allah save us all. Allah protect us all. And this is nothing what is Allah says. What's going to happen with the malaika and how they are going to be? Yeah, we know what torture cells are. We get some idea. We read. We get some idea. But compared to Allah's, what punishment? Allah protect us all. Put our families, the whole of all the Muslims, the whole of mankind. Allah protect. And if we get that spirit, we will be ready to take the message of Deen to every person. We'll beg the people, please accept Islam. Not for your sake, not for my sake, for your akhirat. What's going to happen to us? Allah protect us all. So, fatih. So what's called? So this sacrifice, how all these sacrifices will become easy if Allah give us the tawfiq that I want to live in this world as a Muslim. And akhirat, I want akhirat. That is your goal, then these small things mean nothing. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave a beautiful example. He says, if Pakistan government announced people in the hot summer days of June, July, May, June, and a person is sitting comfortably in his room, he's got the TV on, he's got the air con on comfortably, but he sees on the TV, they made an announcement, a person will come walking in this heat here. And he comes to a certain place, then we'll give him a free filling station. They just make that announcement, then he sees outside so hot. AC, he says, Teri AC ki Teri. Your AC, you go, I don't need no AC also, I'm going to walk in that heat of 50 degrees. And perhaps with Rosa, but I'll walk, I'm going to get a filling station. So if we keep, you're going to get Allah Ta'ala. You're going to get Jannah. You're going to get saved from Jannah. All these things become easy. Now you are prepared that even whole month you sit for itikaf, no pass. Now it becomes easy, unless it's for us, that's a different thing. But otherwise, no pass also. And I'm quite too prepared for it. Any other sacrifice, keep the main goal in mind. All the small things just become easy and they just fall in place. Then there is no mujahada. There is no difficulty also. And a person enjoys that. How he is in that condition. How Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, we read about Hazrat. Allah, we won't be able to accept it also. Perhaps we'll get bad ideas about Hazrat Shaykh also. But how they sacrifice their life. They had no time for all this, what we think are so important, keeping ourselves clean, tidy, this, that, changing clothes every second, third day, etc. They looked at it very negatively. completely negatively they looked at it, that where have we got time for all these frivolous, small pursuits, which are the major things in our life, because they got a niyat and they got an object in life. We haven't got that. For us is dunya, to live according to dunya, standards of dunya. So that is one thing. So our parting here will become very easy for those people. And then again, last night I noticed, it made me feel ashamed. How ashamed I feel of myself. Yeah, our brothers, they are millionaires sitting with us. And you don't go and look for them and don't try and identify them with the wrong intentions or anything. But there are people of high dunya status here. But when they go for food down, they all queuing up. And then sometimes the queue blocks also. They're washing hands, etc. And they're comfortably moving. What the big, you think Allah is not watching all this? On that, Allah is not going to make decisions of hidayah. Isn't this a big, big sacrifice? The brothers who have come from America, and here they're living just like this. Ulama, they are people of repute and standard there from many other places. And just like this, people who sleep in the masjid, the i'tikaf they are meeting, who hasn't got a comfortable bedroom? Who hasn't got all the things that you like? Even no matter how your bedroom is, but you in your own bedroom, you're so comfortable ordering your wife with this and ordering. Yeah, every spot. Our one chacha is here. Near 80 years, one Musaba also, and this chacha also, and this chacha also, and this chacha, mashallah. He's also near 80. And his friend, neighbor brought him. I asked him, I say, the first day, he couldn't find his shoes. Now that also is what a setback, especially if you have to go toilet. Now you can't find, now you don't remember first, you just came, you put it your shoes anywhere, and you came in, you don't remember where it is. So he told me, you have to Haram Sharif, no mazache. I get the enjoyment of Haram Sharif here. So like that, these sacrifices, what Allah is seeing, what fruit, and not only here, in the whole world, i'tikaf is carrying on. In the whole world, jamaats are moving in Ramzan. And in such areas, Allahu Akbar, I think I must just drown myself. There's some brothers, we know them personally, how wealthy and what houses they got. They came here from Malawi and doing jamaat work in the location. And we know there the toilet, you can't call it a toilet. You can't call it a shower room, a bathroom. And they sleep there at night, the mosquitoes and what. And throughout the world these sacrifices are taking place. Maulana Muhammad Jina Sahib, Damat Barakatum Allahu Akbar, I just have to drown myself. He gives his chilla in Ramzan. And then in the Northern Cape where temperatures go to minus 10, minus 12. And where he comes on the 21st of Ramzan, he makes i'tikaf there for the last 10 days. So one i'tikaf in one our Bengali brother's shop, which was a garage, wind coming in from all sides, minus 6 degrees. And there he made i'tikaf for the last 10 days. So really, what the people are doing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we have got valuable moments. And only even if we have got this realization, I've still got a long, and I must start my route. Not to just specify and massage our nafs, that yeah, I have to do it, you know. Now I feel good, you realize that much. No, to get going and start doing it, moving it up, and then inshallah, see where we will reach. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, when we tell him something, he says, abhi kya dekha, abhi to dekhoge. You haven't still seen anything. You will see still what in this path, if we keep on moving, what Allah will give. Allah grant us all and make it a reality in our lives, inshallah. And deen, there is nothing like deen. The enjoyment of deen. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is rahmatul lil alamin, what is that rahmat? For the entire universe, Allah, the quicker we come out of our, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. I take qasam of your life, O Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those people who are involved in all that, they are totally blind. They don't know what they are doing. They are unmindful, oblivious of life. Totally. Though they might يَعْلِمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They got no reality whatsoever. Allah, open our eyes. Let us see. Take stock of ourselves. Till our eyes don't close, there is chance. And we can repair and correct ourselves. If this knocks us at the time of mort, Maulana Imran was here last week, he spoke about Maulana Musa Kaji, they had an accident. I told him to narrate the whole thing to me, he didn't. But they had an accident and the car flew or something. And he said in 20 seconds his whole life just opened up to him. And at the time of mort, everything will open up. And then it's too late. Now Allah has given us a chance. Let us really think and really work, not only for some ibadat and some sawab or something, but really what we have to, why Allah has sent us here. Let us understand that and prepare for that. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulina kareem amma ba'd. Last night's Tarawih, one ayat was recited. Inna Allah ladhu fadlin ala an-nas, walakin akthar an-nas la yashkurun. Allah Ta'ala complains and says that my fadl is upon so many people. But unfortunately, walakin akthar an-nas, so many people do not make shukr, are not appreciative. So imagine, as Azam mentioned, that the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan is only Allah Ta'ala's karam. Allah Ta'ala gave us the tawfiq of sitting, coming for itikaf. And this is the best of best. This understands that we are the best of ummat. Kuntum khayra ummat. Allah Ta'ala gave us the best of kitab. Khayru kalam kalamullah. And then in place as well, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Ahabbul bilari lallahi masajiduha. The best of places are the masajid. Then when it comes to time, the best of month, the month of Ramadan. And in this month of Ramadan, the best of time, the last 10 days. And in the last 10 days, the best of night, Laylatul Qadr. So what fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Mubarak to all of y'all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your itikaf throughout the world. Every nook and corner, whichever masjid, people are searching for itikaf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the itikaf, all the ibadat, etc. At the same time, we should understand this month of Ramadan. Najozi rahmatullahi has given a very beautiful example. He says that if you look at Surah Yusuf, then Yusuf alayhi salam had 11 brothers. 11 brothers. So all of them were 12. But the most beloved of brothers was Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And end of the kisah of Yusuf alayhi salam's kisah, where he interceded on behalf of all his brothers, and Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam accepted the intercession. So here, Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi has mentioned, just like the 12 brothers, we have 12 months. The most beloved of the brothers was Yusuf alayhi salam. The most beloved of the month is Ramadan. And if a person spends the Ramadan properly, inshallah, then this month of Ramadan, so to say, will intercede on behalf of the other months, inshallah. That is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a hadith, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْإِبَادِ مَا فِي رَمَضَانِ, that if my bandas only knew the true worth of the month of Ramadan, they will wish that the entire year be Ramadan. So, as Hazrat also mentioned once, in Akabin Ramadan, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi mentioned that my mamula in Ramadan, outside Ramadan is the same, subhanAllah. In other words, his whole life was like the month of Ramadan. And how beautifully Mawlana Inam al-Hassan Sahib rahmatullahi said, spend your life like the month of Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala will give you a death like the day of Eid, inshallah. So this is the month of Ramadan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. One great buzruk, Mawlana Hamadullah Darkhasi rahmatullahi, he has mentioned the word Ramadan, and he has broke it down into the letters. He says the first raw, the raw of Ramadan is the rahmat, and the first 10 days is awwalu rahmah. Then he said the meem of Ramadan is maghfirat, awsatuhu maghfirah. The middle 10 days constitutes the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the dad is ghamama, that is Allah ta'ala takes and makes a claim that ikum minan nar, that whoever comes to the last 10 days, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes announcement, Allah ta'ala makes guarantee that inshallah this person will be saved from the fire of hell. Then the alif of ihsan, the alif of ulfat, ihsan is to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara. And this is what a beautiful month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, from the beginning right till the end, that this month of we can gain this ihsan, inshallah, this quality of ihsan, the ulfat, how we are living in harmony, inshallah. Then the noon of noor, and this is, like one person said very beautifully, the duty of the month of Ramadan is to fast, and the duty is to recite the Quran the Kareem. And you look, this is an amalgamation of all types of noor, where it is the noor of fasting, noor, and how in that beautiful nazam, the Bai Jaz had rendered, and Hazar mentioned, this is our spiritual dastarkhan, our ruhani dastarkhan. And just like how we have many, many causes in this world, in this main cause of the ruhani dastarkhan is the fasting, is tilawat of the Quran the Kareem, is tarawih salah, and itikaf. So very mubarak to you all who have come for this itikaf. So we should take advantage of the situation. Allah save us all. If a person Allah could have wished that a person could have spent 10 days in ICU unit. Allah save us all. A person could have spent 10 days in jail. But Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us and brought us. Allah ta'ala gave us tawfiq. Allah ta'ala karam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us to the masjid. Also, with regards to the month of Ramadan, let us not lose focus of what is the object of the month of Ramadan. Yes, all the other ibadat is very, very important. And this will help us, inshallah, to gaining that objectives of the month of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Such you gain, get taqwa. And what is taqwa? Taqwa basically is to stay away from guna. Many a person, like Mala Musa Kani Sahib Dham Barakat, is explaining with regards to the section of Hifazat Nazar. And in there, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned that little mujahada. In little mujahada, inshallah, the person will get the taqwa. And the person complains that I've got a lot of desires. Some people even make dua that, oh Allah, take this desires away from me. No. Then what is the need? What was the purpose of taqwa? A person will have desires. Throw those desires into the furnace of taqwa, and inshallah, this will be become the fuel to propel you to reach Allah even faster. So this is the month of taqwa. And this is the month that this is a training ground. Mawlana Shafi'i Rahmatullah has mentioned that become a muttaqi for these 30 days, inshallah, this will become a grand step ladder for you to become a muttaqi for the rest of your life. And as I mentioned, this is a training ground. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made such that we stay away from halal. We stay away from food, our drink, our halal wives. Now, outside the month of Ramadan, inshallah, it will become easy for us to stay away from haram. And the promises of Allah with regards to taqwa, subhanallah. Hazrat mentioned also that in every page of the Quran al-Kareem, you will find some ayat mentioning taqwa. The ayat, yesterday, Ibn Mala Abdurrahman Ambat Sahib Dhan Barakat explained, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ تَقُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ That those who are taqwa of the Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will they go into Jannah with honor? Then when it comes to different ibadat, inshallah, people will be going for Hajj. Allah grant him Hajj al-Mabrur, Hajj al-Maqbool. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions they will be taking the tosha and all the preparation. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَزَّوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ أَزَّادِ التَّقْوَى But the best of provisions is taqwa. When it comes to nikah, normally the bridegroom, he just wants his pastor and he wants نَكَحْتُوَا وَقَبِلْتُوَا But contemplate all the verses of nikah. Every ayat, respective brothers, is revolving around taqwa. We are wearing clothes. At night we wear clothes. Now we are wearing clothes. No problem. And we are the best of clothes. Inna Allah Jameel yuhibbul Jamal. But what does Allah Ta'ala say? Wa libasu taqwa khair. Just like how the clothes envelope us, so in a similar manner, that in whichever environment we are, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, ittaqullah haythuma kuntum, wherever you are. As a Hakim Sahib famous poem, jaha mein bhi ho, jis fiza mein bhi ho, mera taqwa hamesha salamat raho. That whichever environment, wherever I'm going, you will not be tested. You are in an environment of deen, a mubarak gathering of ibadat, of pious people. The test will be outside over there. The test will be in the malls. The test will be in the airport, in your working place. The test will come when you're alone with your cell phone and you got access to internet and Wi-Fi. Those tests will come. So here in this month is the preparation. The test will come later on, but if a person makes effort now, inshallah, you will pass the test with flying colors. On one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was bidding Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, and he gave him a lot of pertinent advices. And among the advices, he told him, that so to say, oh Mu'adh, you are going to Yemen, I will be in Madinatul Munawwara. You will be very far from me. But inna awla an-nas bi al-muttaqun haythu ma kan man kan wa haythu kan aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that oh Mu'az, the most closest people to me will be those people who have taqwa wherever they may be and wherever they are from. So this is taqwa. This is inna akramakum inda Allah yaqum, that the most honored amongst you are those people who have taqwa. On occasion, Hazrat Shah Ahmad Naqoota Sahib Ahmad Barakatu once came to the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and in his old age he wanted to become an alim. Very good desire, mashallah. So the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali looked at the situation and he told him, adopt taqwa, and Allah Ta'ala will teach you from His knowledge. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ يُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. This ayat of the Quran the Kareem, have taqwa, and Allah Ta'ala will grant you knowledge, inshallah. And how Hazrat Haji Sahib, when he speaks, so much of ulum comes out, so many people benefit, alhamdulillah. So there are so many. On one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, one sahabi, alayka bi taqwa Allah, فَإِنَّوْ أَزْيَنُوا لِأَمْرِكَ كُلِّهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That, O my sahabi, adopt taqwa. This will bring ronak. This will bring beauty to all your affairs. And respected brothers, understand, when a person gives a gift, then he gives a very beautiful gift. Then not only he will give the gift, he will wrap it up in a very smart gift wrap. And together with that, he put that into a very nice, beautiful, fancy gift bag as well. So understand, respected brothers, in the month of Ramadan, or even outside the month of Ramadan, whatever we are doing, then there should be beauty in our actions. Allah Ta'ala mentions, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيِّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah does not say أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. That amount, or the quantity, Allah wants quality. اللَّهُمَا إِنَّ عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وَشُكْرِكَ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادِ. Allah Ta'ala wants to see beauty. Allahumma kama hasanta khalqi fa hassin khuluqi. Allah, just as you have beautified my outward form, beautify my inward form as well. So beauty. So now when a person does his ibadat, then he should do it with beauty. Then he should wrap it up with the gift wrap of taqwa and present it in the gift bag of ikhlas. Wallahu akbar. What a gift you are giving to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala will accept it inshallah. And as I mentioned, that this taqwa, a person will be tested outside of them. I don't want to blow my trumpet here on one occasion. This is all Turbarkar Hazrat Dal Barakatu. It was on the day of Eid, couple years ago. And you know, day of Eid, looking smart, had a amama on and waistcoat on. So I had to go to an auto electrician for some work for my car. It was a small job. And one of my friends also was an auto electrician, so he told me to bring the car. So he said, hand the keys to the reception, and after 10 minutes, the car will be ready. So I gave the keys. There was a receptionist over there, young leading lady, and she stretched out her hand and said, "E Mubarak." I said, "Allahu Akbar." She sounds already released. She's stretching her hand out, making want to make salam with me. So immediately I ran away from there. So I stood outside. After 10 minutes, the person told me, "My car is ready." So then he told me, "Go collect your keys from the receptionist." And I said, "Marija, now I have to go back." Now she said, "Before I give you your keys, please tell me why. Why you didn't shake my hand?" So I said, "Okay, let me explain to you." I said, "Are you married?" She said, "Yes, I'm married." So I asked her, "Will you tolerate that your husband shake hands with a strange woman?" She said, "Never." I said, "In the same manner, my wife will never tolerate me shaking hands with a strange woman." Then she said, "I never met a man like you before." So quickly I went home and told my wife, "See what a lady says." Nevertheless, this is all the barakat of Hazrat Dal Barakatu. Allah reward of Hazrat, on one occasion, I was coming to Marisburg, and I was expecting him to come to Ahmed Bhai Jasad's house. So Bhai, he came to the masjid. Allah forgive us, we had a female worker there, and she went to open the gate, etc. So Hazrat, after Salah, he called me one side, he made me, and he explained to me that it's not appropriate to have a female staff, and I told him, inshallah, we'll work on it. Then later on, we went for meals, and being a student, and now sometimes with objections, I told Hazrat, I'm not making any itiraz. But even in the time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a female worker, and it is mentioned in the hadith that when she had passed away, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to a qabr. So Nabi then look at Hazrat. Now this is when you get the mizaj. Staying in the company of buzruq, you'll get the mizaj of deen. We all study Bukhari Sharif, we all study tafsir, but staying in the company of buzruq, inshallah, you'll get the temperament of the deen, inshallah. So Hazrat said, first and foremost, that was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who we are. Secondly, probably the ayahs of hijab were revealed after that. And then after, alhamdulillah, we managed to convince her and explain to her, she was a Muslim female as well, and she had left, alhamdulillah. And then only now I came to realize one of our young friends studying in Talimuddin, he told me that on some occasion they wanted to come to the masjid to study, and there was the female worker over there. So they took advice on the ustad. So ustad said better they stay at home and they study, because the young boy, what can happen? So I said, subhanAllah, look at the teaching of Hazrat, alhamdulillah, so many fitnas a person can be saved from. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this Mubarak month, and give us the tawfiq of gaining this beautiful sifat of taqwa. And as I mentioned, every ibadat, so many promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many waqas we can say with regards to taqwa. But end of the day, a person should have this taqwa wherever he goes, whether in the malls, whether in the shopping places, in the airport. And in this way, inshallah, such a person will gain the muhabbat of Allah. Wallahu yuhibbul muttaqeen. Inna Allah ma'al ladheena taqwa. So many promises of Allah. Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah.
One point I wanted to mention also, each one of us, we think for ourselves, when we going to make, like Maulana is going to make dua, then we lot of praises of Allah, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when we're making our own dua, is it there also? Or is it only when we're making like in front of everyone? See the difference. We are making from Allah dua, Allah is there also, here also. But let us check if there is a difference in our dua.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك الرجوع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك جلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك يا ربي بالمصطفى بل مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أين الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك ومن النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المهتم والمغرم اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أحوال أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي وارحم لنا أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
One other thing we forgot, this Ramzan, a lot of stress has come on the quantity of reading Quran Sharif. But unfortunately, I think we haven't been stressing on the quality. And that is important, that we read correctly. Maybe we want to read lots, so we're reading fast. And then maybe many rules are left out, wrong reading. So that is, we read even less, but we read it correctly is more better than reading more, and we are slipping up. So inshallah, keep that also in mind, inshallah. Thank you.